During yesterday's Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting, the supervisors were asked to authorize the board chair to sign a letter requesting that ATCA, also known as the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency, transfer responsibility to the Calaveras Mariposa Community Action Agency for all programs and funding made available specifically to serve Calaveras County. Here are the edited remarks.
Good morning, Chairman Toppinelli, members of the board. The item before you is a request to the ATCA, the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency, to transfer responsibility specifically for the energy assistance programs. Many of those programs were put into place before we had a Calaveras Mariposa Community Action Agency, and ATCA graciously agreed to provide those services to Calaveras County. But at this time, because we do have a CMCAA, we believe that those services would be more efficiently and better provided through our own community action agency, since they do have resources within the county and it would make it easier for our citizens to access those programs.
Thank you, CAO Hitchcock. Corey Allen, Health and Human Services Agency. And as she's mentioned, we're joined by one board member from CMCAA and our executive director, Stacey Johnston. I just want to acknowledge that really the end goal is to serve the mission of community action. And that vision in Calaveras is that all residents have an opportunity to thrive in their community through the mission of improving lives by developing and supporting resources for our mountain community residents. We believe very strongly in that. CMCAA is embedded within the Health and Human Services Agency with intention. And we believe that by having access to services for our residents by our community action is going to have the best outcome. I do also want to acknowledge that it feels like such a gift to have Ms. Shelley Hance here. And I know that she comes here not as a representative of ATCA, but I just have so much gratitude around the fact that she's here to give history that, and she may not be able to do that today, but I wanted to acknowledge how much I appreciate the gift of her presence here today.
Supervisor Follendorf, you're on CMCAA.
Yes. Thank you to staff for writing the letter and getting this in front of the Board of Supervisors. I think it kind of opened a lot of eyes and comment the last couple of weeks from other boards, county boards, as well as cities. And I hope those other board members that are watching and listening to this meeting realize that this board is doing this because our community is not getting the services that they need. And we've been asking for multiple years for that partnership and the relationship so we can build on that to better provide, and we're not getting that. And now with the action agency that has been created, they are the foundation that this county needs to make sure we're catering to this, to our community in the way that it needs to be done. Just recently, another organization locally here in Calaveras County spoke about how do we get this broadcast out? How do we get these services out there? Because no one knows about them. And when you have another organization that is well known in this community asking the board to join up because we are not getting that service from ACTA, that just says a lot to me. And it just reinforces this letter to the ACTA board. And I think it would be wise for the other board members to maybe put on another set of lens and sit in our seat and listen to our constituents, and not, if they're representing us and making the vote and the decision to control the money for this county. And the comments that are being made by other elected officials and other counties and cities is ignorant. And it is clear that they are not looking at a broader picture and what we at this board are trying to fight for. So thank you.
Are there any public comments on this item?
Good morning, all. Kathy Topol. I'm here today as a board member for the Community Action Agency. Long-term, we can't even find out. I'm as old as that MOU we're looking for ATCA, you know, because I think it was 2021 December. Common Ground received a phone call about an elderly couple whose PG&E had just been turned off. I had contacted our executive director for the Community Action Agency. She referred me to ADCA, who I turned around and referred the couple to ADCA. 3 days go by and the couple's daughter calls and says, what can we do? We haven't heard that from ADCA. My parents have no electricity in the middle of December. So we ended up contacting public relations for PG&E. PG&E got in touch with the daughter. They got it all taken care of. But for them to have to wait 3 days, this was an 85-year-old couple with no phone calls in an emergency. Now that to me is not something that is tolerable.
Good morning, Madam CEO, Honorable Chair, respected board members and County Council, Stacey Johnston, Calaveras, Mariposa Community Action Agency. The ultimate goal of community action is to help people. It's about changing lives and it's about collaboration and partnership. We are a tiny little agency. We could not do what we do without the partnerships that we have created throughout Calaveras County and beyond. So I thank you for your consideration today. And I also want to echo, I feel like it's a gift to have Ms. Shelley here. I have not had the honor of meeting you, but you carry this historical knowledge that we've been so eagerly wanting. And so would welcome the conversation with Shelley to gain that insight. Thank you.
Shelley, you want to?
I'm not representing ACCA. I started in 1982. I retired in 2017. I care deeply about our region and our communities, and thank you for that.
I will bring it back to the board. I'm open for a motion.
Move.
Motion by Supervisor Fallendorf.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Hubbardy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0.